The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
You're listening to the only podcast that admits they might know what they are talking about.
I hope everyone has a ball.
This is We Might Know Sports.
I love you!
With Kevin.
I think it's going to work this time.
And Corey.
You should have started reeling because I bit all over that.
And that's just facts.
Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
No, for gay Jesus, people.
Go with a topic Corey might like. I don't even know.
You might like it, Corey. You just doesn't know.
Sounds like something a guy in a van would tell me.
Don't tell me how upset I am.
I was felt fine afterwards, and then Yahoo agreed with me, gave me the solid A+.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
I feel like I just destroyed like my life in general.
Steve.
And here we go.
All right, episode 173, Corey and Kevin show. We got a lot to talk about. We haven't been live in about a month. Typical post NFL season or pre NFL season, however way you want to look at it, which glass you're looking at. How you doing, Corey?
Been good.
Been good.
Watching these NBA playoffs.
Busy with the Sixers advancing, even without Joel Embiid getting hurt before game five. That was pretty.
Everybody's eyes on them today. Are they currently getting their butts kicked by Atlanta?
Did Embiid play at all?
Yeah, Embiid's playing.
Okay. And then the Lakers getting eliminated. So that was nice to see because, you know, we're real big Jordan fans here, so.
We get another year of not having to hear about the comparison.
Yes. Excellent. Did Jordan ever lose in a first round? That's my question.
No. Probably.
Yeah, probably like did. The first two seasons.
Yeah, I feel like the first few years he made the playoffs.
Oh, that's a trivia question for later. Look it up. We'll get back to you. At the end
did
of the
ever
show.
Ever average only 22 points, though?
Ooh. let's not take shots at poor LeBron and his cramping. What else we got? We got Coach K announcing his retirement. So Roy retired at the end of last season. We got Coach K going through one more season.
And then what about your boy Jimmy B? Do you think he is done after Buddy?
I don't think so. That's the thing. I feel like they're going to have to take him out when he's got dementia and is out there coaching at midnight when no one's even out on the court type style.
So Coach K's replacement is going to be John Shire. Are we all prepared for Jerry McNamara whenever the time comes to be the replacement?
I think so. How funny would it be? So obviously the Coach Hopkins experiment in Washington didn't go as planned, and he's not going to be replacing Jim Boeheim, I don't think. But
right.
How funny would it be if McNamara is head coach and then you got Hopkins as assistant coach recruiting everyone again?
One thing Hopkins proved he can do is recruit.
Yeah. I mean, he landed a bunch, and I think he's got a couple more lined up.
Yeah,
he's got a decent recruiting class. The problem is he can't seem to get them to do anything on the court. He's too stuck in the Syracuse 2-3 zone ways.
So, yeah, college, I feel like we're definitely getting older. College basketball is getting a facelift here soon. And the NFL projection for the starting quarterbacks, this would be the youngest ever.
Youngest ever?
There is 20 teams with a quarterback projected to be 25 or younger. That is crazy. It's crazy. And when you go through the teams, I'll just name my division off top. There's three out of the four teams are 25 or younger. But Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Ben Roethlisberger is an old geezer. if he gets injured, you're gonna have Dwayne Haskins in there, and that'll make 4 for 4.
I mean, in the
NFC in your division, South. You have Sam Darnold. Jameis is above. You're an older one because you'll have.
We're the oldest.
Darnold would be the only one under 25. Brady, Taysom Hill, or Jameis, and then Matt Ryan, all old.
All old.
Jameis isn't old, but he's probably 26 or 27, I would think, at this point.
I know he signed his rookie contract, so. Or he's passed his rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do the math. I think he's 28.
Okay. And Taysom Hill's in his 30s.
Yeah, he's like 31.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. Sorry, I'm just looking, making sure nothing. No one else has announced their retirement. I don't have like Huggins or anything in the college basketball world.
Speaking of NFL, though, did you want to break the news?
Breaking news. I don't have the sound clip, sorry. Julio Jones was reported this morning he was going to be traded, and now it is confirmed. Who's confirming this? Do you know anyone that's confirmed it?
Other than just being him? The confirmation.
I'm going to go with Atlanta because they said on their Twitter page, because of you, 11 will always mean more.
Yes, I saw that.
So I feel like Atlanta confirmed it. They are trading Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans. I almost went back and was like, are they the Tennessee Titans? Or are they the Houston Titans? The Tennessee Titans will send 2022 second round pick and a 2023 fourth round pick. When do we stop saying 20 in front of the year?
And just say that 22?
Yeah, 22 and 23 fourth round pick. Along with Julio Jones, the Falcons will send a 23 sixth round pick. I'm going to be a trendsetter and start doing that now. It's an interesting trade. I mean, it's good for Tennessee. Is it good for Atlanta?
They got picks in it. I mean, Julio's getting older. Matt Ryan's getting older.
Julio's 32.
Matt Ryan's 36.
They drafted Kyle Pitts.
So. They will need a quarterback, though, here in 2 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how that works out for them. Oh, they do have Calvin Ridley. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but Atlanta will still be last, I think.
Oh, it's not changing my picks. I have them going 3-14. So.
Oh, yeah.
I was already harsh on them. It's very.
Do you want to jump right into that? Because
yeah, let's...
isn't Stefan oddly high on them?
Yeah, yes. He had them 11-6.
11-6. I don't understand.
He's on the Kyle Pitts bandwagon, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, that was...
New coach. No Julio.
Well, that's the thing with Stefan's picks. I didn't understand how he's got the Eagles going 10-7 with a new coach and new
and
quarterback.
Bad defense and questionable offense. Yeah, I agree.
Hold on a second. I'm going to go check something. All right. Apparently, it's just noise from outside. I thought something was going down with the laundry machine. I have something on top of it, and I didn't want it to fall over. I don't understand why, with the new coaches, he's high on some of these teams. I mean,
without him here, I'm going to go through some of his things. If anything pops up that seems odd. Do you believe the Raiders are going to finish worse than the Broncos?
Yes. But I think the caveat with that is I have the Broncos getting Aaron Rodgers. So
yeah,
I kind of went with that. So like I said, my picks might change still, but with Aaron Rodgers, I could see the Broncos going 11-6. Otherwise, probably below 500.
He also has the Niners only winning 3 games.
Yeah, that one was odd.
He also has the Panthers being the exact same team with Sam Darnold as with Teddy.
Yeah. I mean, that's possible.
Yeah. And then he has Washington going from first last year to last.
With
the NFC East, that is possible, but mm-hmm. unlikely this year.
Especially with that team, with the defense they have.
Yeah. We all, I mean, at least you and I are in agreement. They're the best defense in the league.
Mm-hmm. I got them going 10-7.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 9-8.
And yeah, and you're obviously assuming, as well as I am, I guess, we're both assuming Dak is the same player.
Mm-hmm.
We both think the North will suck, but I'm a little higher on the Packers.
Yeah, I feel like the North is going to be the NFC East this year.
Yeah, very well could be. You don't believe in the Saints or the Falcons. I believe either do I.
No.
We both have the Panthers better than them, so we're mm-hmm. on the same page there. We're kind of on the same page with the West. Do we both have the Seahawks finish? No, I have the Seahawks finishing last. You have the Cardinals, but I only have it a 1-game difference.
Yeah. I got them finishing third. So. Yeah.
We both believe the Rams and the Niners are the two best teams.
So that we'll division is so stacked. It's like the AL East of the NFL, basically.
Yeah, where, it's pretty wild.
Where the Seahawks just didn't really do anything to improve themselves to me. Whereas the 49ers last year just had so many injuries. I think that's what hurt their chances.
Up at the top, I guess my only question would be, because we're similar elsewhere, why do you think the Jets are going to be above 6 wins?
Because
the goddamn Jets.
They are the goddamn Jets. No, you know, as I was filling
with
it out.
With Zach Wilson, I just am surprised.
I'm just optimistic about them. You know me and my Jets.
I know.
I feel like if it came to two bad teams and it was the Jets versus X team, I was always going Jets. So I think that's just why it came out to be 7-10.
It's like Stefan and his Jags. He's got them winning 6 games. You and I don't have them.
Yeah.
Doing. We're on the same page with the North, with the South. We're also I have the Titans winning the division. You have the Colts winning the division. We both agree they're the two best teams by quite a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
And then down below,
you gave the Texans 1 win. I somehow managed 2.
And that yeah, and Stefan somehow managed 2.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Deshaun Watson with the cases. Not going to be heard until after the Super Bowl this year. So
right.
What the NFL does with his suspension, that's where the Texans land. But, I mean, you lost J.J. Watt, who had decreased in form the last 2 years because of injuries. So it's not like a total loss, but it's just they're not a good team compared to what they were 3 years ago, I think. No,
I mean, most people can't name their 3 wide receivers or even their wide receiver number 1.
Did they get rid of Fuller, too?
Yes.
He left in free agency, right?
Right. Yeah. So Brandon Cooks will be their number 1 receiver, mm-hmm. and they will have Tyrod Taylor, and then they will have the trio of Mark Ingram, David Johnson, and Philip Lindsay at running back.
It's a stud trio.
It's a It's all injury prone players that if healthy are good. That's all it is.
So
they have one of the best linebackers in the league with Zach Cunningham, but that's all they have. They're a mess. And they have a really old new coach, which is also odd to me.
Old new coach, yeah.
I don't have much faith in the Texans this year in general.
I was really surprised after winning the Super Bowl that Tampa still managed to keep both their coordinators.
Didn't they manage to keep the whole team?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, usually one of the coaches ends up getting a job elsewhere, so.
Mm-hmm. My big question mark was, so you re-sign the whole team and put it all together again. What was the hesitancy on Antonio Brown when he proved to probably be the best wide receiver of the three of them?
By the sounds of it, it sounded like, A, he had surgery on his knee, so they wanted to make sure it healed correctly. And then B, he's dealing with off-the-field issues, court cases and stuff. So I think they wanted to wait to see what was going on with that before. And they probably had to make some salary cap moves, too. Figure out the mathematics behind everything. Because that whole team, you know, as great as it is to bring everyone back in 2-3 years, when Tom Brady's done and retired, we better have 3 Super Bowls out of this, because they're going to be going 3-14 because they're not going to have any salary cap space. Unless Trask is like the next Tom Brady, in which case we got him for cheaper for now.
Yeah. So. I liked that move. I think Trask is good.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast. I was listening to it this week, and we're both in agreement. Like, it was a good pick for where it was, because it was the end of the second round for Tampa, and he's going to have 2 weapons at least in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. So,
and he should have Rojo too.
Yeah, well, he's on his 5th year, I think.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we know how that goes with running backs.
Yeah, so that's
well. Who was the other running back though that they picked? Oh, Gio.
Bernard. Yeah,
yeah, he'll be gone.
Yeah, he'll be retired.
He's there to catch a Super Bowl.
He's there to get a ring.
Yeah, he's a ring chaser at this point. He might be utilized though this year. I'll be curious to see what they do with him.
I think the team that intrigues me the most is gonna be Bills.
Really?
Because it's the Bills. So we're all high and mighty on them because we're the official Bills podcast, and we have the most Buffalo Bills listeners on our listening to our luscious voices. I'm trying to think of the words as we go here. That's how you can tell we're unscripted. And I got them going 12-5. But that's a soft 12-5. I'm not like, oh, they're going 12-5 for sure. They're going back to the playoffs, winning the division. Yeah. It's like, well, it is the Bills. Like, can they manage to keep doing this? Or,
well, that's what I thought. Honestly, I'm looking for Josh Allen to have the capability of repeating what he did last year, and I don't think he will. I think he just was in the zone. So I had them regress 2 games. Obviously the Patriots 11-6 for me is a little high, but
they made a lot of moves.
I think they made a lot of moves. They're 2 defensive captains. I think the overlooked thing is all their defensive players not opting out last year. That was a huge hit. All of them opting in this year is massive for them. And the only other thing that this will all rely on, which is a huge if, which makes me weary, but I'll say this is a real light 11-6, is Cam Newton's health.
Yeah.
When we saw Cam Newton healthy last year, he was in MVP form. Then he got COVID.
It all went down.
No.
Yeah, so he came back and he was just not anything what he was in those early games.
No. So if a healthy Cam Newton comes out with weapons, I like it. But we'll see. I like that division in general, honestly. I think the Bills aren't a shoe-in because I think the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins all got better.
Yeah, the Dolphins, I got them going 11-6, but I could easily see them going 9-8 or even better than 11-6 because of what they signed and what they did last year. My only issue with the Dolphins is they just seem not to be all on board with Tua, which is weird because he didn't do bad. He wasn't awful.
I think we talked about that too. Like, I thought it was unfair, the criticism of Tua all year, just because Burrow and Herbert were two of the greatest rookie quarterbacks we've ever seen, and they were in the same class.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't knock what Tua did. Tua was still a pretty solid first-year quarterback.
Yeah, he was.
He just wasn't Burrow or Herbert, who happened to be the two greatest rookie quarterbacks in history. So,
yeah.
I feel like that's sorry. Unfair. I know. I feel like that's pretty unfair for him.
I feel like he should walk in and be like, oh, sorry, like, I'm not the greatest rookie ever, like, sorry I broke my knee in college and had to slowly come back and wasn't ready.
I do think we talked about this being the youngest quarterback year, because you do have Josh Allen under 25, Zach Wilson, Tua, Lamar, Baker, Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Trevor, Mahomes, Locke, and Herbert all in the AFC. That makes it pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of weird to sit there and be like, oh, the Saints aren't going to be having Drew Brees. I don't think it's sunk in yet. Like, every time I was picking against them, I'm like, well, they only really lost Drew Brees and a couple other players, but I just can't, like, I couldn't pull the trigger on them.
It's because outside of Michael Thomas and Kamara, they really don't have much.
I did go a little high with Tampa Bay, but my thought process behind it was they seemed to, last year, lose at night to non-NFC East teams. That's where the two losses came from. I think they play against the Saints and another team in prime time. And all their losses last year were, I think, either in prime time. Is that right? They had five losses.
They lost to the Saints twice, the Bears, Rams.
The Saints. Saints was not all in primetime. One of them was, but one of them was just week one. So I kind of forgave them on that. The Bears was a Thursday night. The Saints was either a Sunday night or a Monday night.
And the Rams was a Thursday too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Rams was a Thursday. Because
who's their other loss? They had five, right?
Two Saints, Bears, Rams, and Chiefs. Chiefs was 14.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Chiefs was just the Chiefs to me.
they got Tyreek Hill in the first quarter, and they had to fight back the whole game.
They got Hilled in the first quarter. Yeah. So I just went off of that thought process. They don't face the Chiefs this year, so don't have to worry about that loss. And then they play against the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles all in prime time. And then they also have the Saints game, which was one of their losses. And then their other loss I gave them was another primetime game. I can't remember. That's the only two games I had them losing was the two primetime games, just because they're old and can't seem to get out of bed sometimes. Where is that game?
What do you think about the true possibility of having two undefeated teams in the Super Bowl? What if the Chiefs and the Bucks really run it?
Rematch?
Rematch for the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be the craziest thing ever?
I think it would be crazy just because it would be Mahomes versus Brady for basically the final time, too.
And if they were undefeated on top of it, I think it would just be
somewhat healthy.
It would just be insane.
Yeah.
If that came to fruition.
Do we think it'd be the most watched Super Bowl?
Yes.
Brady versus Mahomes.
Because we'd literally be crowning an undefeated team for the first time ever.
That's true.
Well, at 20-0 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be Brady Mahomes. It would just be so much on the line in that game.
Oh, all the analyses we'd have to put up with for the 2 weeks going into Super Bowl.
Yeah. You think LeBron versus Jordan is annoying to hear? Wait till we have to hear about Mahomes Brady for all that whole time.
Mm-hmm. Or does everyone sit there and go, oh, we've seen this before. We saw this last year. That's...
Oh, no. Maybe you have to be diehard NFLers like us. I'd be pretty pumped.
Yeah.
If it's that.
Even if just one undefeated team, I'd still be pumped.
Yeah.
Even if it was like the Chiefs coming in undefeated or the Bucks coming in undefeated, obviously I'd be high on. But if one of the two teams was undefeated, and that's a lot, especially this year with 17 regular season games.
That's
too.
Really hard. Yeah.
So be able to be like, fuck you, Miami.
I only brought it up because both Brady and Mahomes have said in this past month, well, they asked Brady why come back. His response was, I've never gone undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
They asked Mahomes what he thought about that. And he said that, well, I think they said, what do you think about Brady saying that he can go 17-0? And he goes, I say I can go 20-0. And everyone started laughing. And I was like, okay, the competition has started. Let's go. I'm ready for it. I'm here for it.
No one get hurt.
Yep.
You know, that was interesting. We can transition off of our predictions now. And I heard Tom Brady had surgery on his knee, and now he's playing around without a sleeve, he said.
Yeah.
He's saying his knee feels great. So, and that he wasn't at 100% during last season. So it's like, is that all just words? Like, or is that the truth? Like, if that was Tom Brady at like 85%, then what's going to happen if he's 100% with a healthy knee?
I don't know. So, I don't know if I want to know.
So, especially with that receiving corp.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to remember their fourth receiver is still a very good player in Scotty Miller.
Yeah. He had one of the big touchdowns in the Green Bay game in the NFC Championship. So, and surprise, surprise, was one of the favorite targets for Tom Brady during the year because he's able to get open with his speed and he's small. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Tom Brady likes the small receivers. So.
Yes, he does. Because Tom Brady's accuracy has never been an issue, so being small doesn't bother him any.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, is before we totally hop off NFL, my biggest, so I think the Bucks are going to win the NFC. I'll just go ahead and say it. But the team that I think can give them the most, can be the most dangerous to, in stopping their pursuit of getting to the Super Bowl is the Rams.
Yeah, agreed.
I think the fact that the Rams got a more talented quarterback and Jared Goff was able to win playoff games and get to a Super Bowl is dangerous. And I think the two best, even though Washington has the best defense, the two best defensive players in the whole league, except for maybe Jamal Adams, are both on the Rams.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald are on the Rams. That makes them very scary.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that, like you look at the Rams, they have two players that coaches wishes they could have one to build the defense around.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I can't remember. Do the Bucks play the Rams this year? Hold on. Pull up the schedule.
But they probably do, right? Because the Rams, did they win their division or did Seattle?
They do play the Rams.
Yeah,
week 3. So we'll find out soon. in the season, at least. It's going to be America's
that to me could
game.
Be a similar game with like the Packers and the Bucks, though. You know what I mean? Like someone mm-hmm. gets the better of someone pretty easily early on, and then in the playoffs it gets more interesting.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I'm looking at Tampa's schedule, their first three of the first four opponents are like their toughest matchups for the rest of the season. Like they have the Bills towards the end of the year, but
mm-hmm.
they have them in December. But other than that, you open up Cowboys, which is a question mark, but going off of Dak from pre-injury, they were pretty decent offensively. So if their defense is able to make a stop, it could get interesting.
Yeah, I don't even know if they could do that.
And then you get the Falcons, which is whatever. But then you have the Rams and Patriots and Dolphins.
Yeah, and you know the Patriots are going to put everything they have into beating them.
Yeah, because it's also Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that was their other loss. Did I have... What week is that? Week 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, I had the Patriots winning that, so that was where one of the two losses came from. Then you go Eagles, Bears, Saints, Washington, Giants, Colts, Falcons, Bills, Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers. They have
it's not really an easy schedule. 15-2 would be pretty good.
I mean, it's the 27th hardest schedule, though, from last year. It's records, I should say. So
it's interesting. Just when you say, like, Ravens, Bills, like, even the Steelers, who have never had a losing record under Mike Tomlin, like,
mm-hmm.
they're playing teams, the Rams, they're playing good teams.
I think
that means they're playing Cleveland this year too.
No, I think that was that one game.
Oh, just the Ravens or the add-on game.
I didn't say Ravens. There's no Ravens.
Oh,
sorry. If I did, I didn't mean to. Yeah, they got the Colts for their add-on game.
Okay, that's not that big a deal.
No.
So who are you playing? Oh, you're playing the East.
Yeah.
You're playing the Patriots.
And the Dolphins.
So the Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, though, are all decent teams.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, they go Rams, yeah. Patriots, Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then they get Washington the in
later.
The middle. They have Washington at, like, the beginning of November. And then they have a couple scrubs in between the Bills. In the Washington game. So, what about we always criticize, like, the NFL and everything. I think they made the change on Monday night where there's a flex game now. It's not locked in. I don't know if that goes into effect this year or next year. But what about the other highly controversial games that they select for? I'm in December. Thanksgiving. We got Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints.
The Bills Saints game, I am not that intrigued by.
No. At least the Bears Lions is a division game, so there might be something
right.
on the line there.
And
Raiders, Cowboys.
Let's be straight up honest. If the Rodgers isn't the quarterback of the Packers, I don't know who wins that division.
No.
The Lions aren't so bad where they couldn't. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They probably won't, but they aren't. You have the Bears with a rookie quarterback, but a really good defense. You have the Vikings with a really good offense, but a horrible defense.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Lions who are going to be just kind of on both sides of the ball. I don't know who's going to win that division.
See, I got the teams separated by two games from first to last place.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely in agreement with you there, where if, well, like I said, I was picking as if Rodgers wasn't on the team.
Right.
So I mean, obviously.
I don't think I trust Jordan Love either.
No.
So the Vikings very well could win that division.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it would be really interesting if the Bears with a rookie quarterback and Justin Fields gets into the playoffs somehow. That would be kind of cool. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I just want football now. Like, just give me. We're in June. June 6th. So we got July when everyone comes back to mini camps, or they're doing mini camps this month. We come back for training camp end of July. Then we get preseason in August. And then finally in September. We're less than 100 days. I saw that pop up on Wednesday. So we're at like 95 days to go till the Dallas-Tampa game. And then you got the XFL coming back in 2022, possibly, and the USFL making its way back.
Interesting.
That one's interesting in many ways because it's going to be going on the same time as the XFL. And it also has, I believe it's like a 10% minority ownership stake by Fox Sports. So that's going to be on Fox. Get ready for more football, maybe. Maybe we can actually have a full season of this other league action. Now, to be fair, the XFL was doing well the first couple weeks. And then some jerk named COVID came by and canceled the rest of the season. So now with The Rock owning the game or the thing, we'll see how that works out. How's our...
So, before football starts, we have our NASCAR stuff going on. Have you watched some of the races?
Which one?
Did you watch Charlotte at all?
Yeah, I was tuning in. It's a long race, so.
It's a long race, and it's not particularly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't watch too much of it. That's why I was asking you.
Look, I would check in, and it would just be like just to see where Larson was, if he was still up, and also to see where Elliott was, to see if he had crashed, which he did not.
Oh, yeah. For you guys that don't know, Kevin took Kyle Larson to win the race, and he
perfect game.
Scored on it. Got a perfect game. And to make it add insult to injury, Stefan took Chase Elliott, who had a perfect second place game.
So Corey, who I consider like 100 points being lapped in our fantasy NASCAR. So going into the race, I think I was on the edge of being lapped for the second time. I was almost 200 behind. So I think I was at like 150 behind. So it was a big swing for me.
Yeah.
I think at that point, I was just like, I'm swinging for the fences. Whatever I get off of my spreadsheets that I've created, I'm going with. I'm no longer going like, well, maybe. So.
Well, like I said to you guys, too, to add even more insult to injury for me, like, Stenhouse had a good race for Ricky Stenhouse.
Yeah.
He normally sucks, and he had a good race. And I was like, dang, the one time I score with Ricky, you guys have monster scores.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys will probably have to use him this year, so in the long run, it should pay off for me.
It might pay off like your Blaney pick, because we got 11 and 12 with him, and you got 46. So.
Well, that hurts on you, because Blaney is a really good driver. I don't know why he did so bad for you, too.
Yeah.
It didn't help. I missed, in my opinion, I've missed on one driver, and that is getting a 19 out of Bowman. Yeah. That shouldn't happen. He already has two wins. That shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Stefan most likely will beat us this week. So I'll be curious to see with first pick who he takes in Nashville.
Yeah. We have two more road courses to go. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I have all my road courses mapped out now. I took Matt DiBenedetto this week. You took Michael McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan took Alex Bowman. And then for Road of America, I took Kurt Busch. And for Lock and Stone, I took Chase Elliott.
I already took Elliott. I'm
trying. You guys used Elliott and Kurt Busch, so I just fill in the blanks when you guys are done.
Yeah, I might take Suarez for Road of America or the Glen, and then swing in someone else, DiBenedetto for the other one.
I think I'm trying to figure out what guy I'm not going to take that's a full time. Well, there's four guys that you don't have to take out of the full time 30.
Yeah.
But I'm debating on, do I take Almirola and risk it, even though he's dead last of the 30? Or do I take Suarez? And I think I'm going to have to take Suarez. Just he's Almirola, just been doing, that's,
yeah.
Almirola has been so bad. I don't want to touch that. And you guys didn't even get that much for him.
I got double points. That's all I was happy. Double
yeah, digits. You got 11 and Stefan got 22. I just don't want to use him.
He was my
I'll probably go Suarez.
Yeah, I think Suarez has been doing higher, especially lately.
Yeah, well, he's got Pitbull's money. So Pitbull sponsors that team.
I think he was going to be my... I was trying to decide between McDowell and him, and I just pulled the trigger on McDowell.
Well, McDowell's a good pick. He's been good this year.
Yeah.
What do you get? He got 29 for Stefan and 39 for me. It's been decent.
Yeah. And you took him on a road course, but it was a rain-shortened road course. So.
Yeah. Well, he's really good at road racing. So. Stefan took him on road course, too.
Oh, yeah. Daytona road course. Look at that. Elliott did not pan out for me on my road course.
Which is odd.
Well, he didn't not pan out. He just...
Oh, you got a 31.
Yeah. He did okay.
Yeah.
He didn't get me the Stefan number, the 60.
Yeah, no.
Which is a perfect race, technically. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
anyways, it's heating up. I'm at 549. Stefan's only 50 points or so behind me at 497, and you're at 456. You're less than 100 back.
We're going to have to pick two drivers here in a couple weeks.
At Pocono?
Yep. 26th and 27th.
Yep.
So. And then, do you think they did that on purpose? They went to Road America on 4th of July?
Yes.
That's one of the courses, one of my favorite road courses, the drive on Forza. So I'm excited to see NASCAR there.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Anything else you want to add?
Not for NASCAR, no.
Let's jump into Major League Baseball. We haven't checked in on that since we made our picks on the air, at least.
Oof, we can skip this.
I didn't update this since I threw out my trash talk.
So we'll say it's about a week old.
It's like a half
not
week.
Even right
yeah I did it on Wednesday, so as of Wednesday I had four out of the six division leaders. I think it's changed. Hold on, let's check the standings here live on air. The White Sox are still in first, the Athletics are still in first, the Mets are still in first, the Brewers are in first now, and then the Giants. So I lost one. I think I had the Cubs. Yeah, the Cubs were in first place last I checked. So,
well, either way, you have a 10. As of Wednesday, you had a 10-win advantage over the next closest person.
Over Stefan, and then...
A 23 over me?
Yeah. So, it's been interesting.
I don't think I'm going to beat either of you. I think it'll be between you two.
It's going to be interesting when it comes down past the All-Star break, because right now, I never really consider any team... like locked in to where they are because it's so early in the major league season with so many games that it could easily turn around for some club. Who was it last year or 2 years ago? I should say there was one team that made I think it was the Diamondbacks. So who knows, can go get super red hot like the Rays did in last month That's what really has helped me. They went from like 19-19 to 10 games over 500. So actually they were below that. They were like 17-19 and then they just won 12 in a row. So easily could be flipped. We never know. Moving on to UFC. Hold on. Gotta adjust on the fly.
Have we covered the Oliveira Chandler fight? We did. Or was our pod before then?
I don't think we did.
Okay.
I think we talked previews because I think it was happening that day.
Yep.
Because I remember we also talked about Weidman.
Yeah.
Which was the fight before. So.
Bummed me out because I was really close to getting a five on that Chandler fight. My thing with Chandler, and that was my prediction, although my prediction was Chandler comes out hot. He always does. But I do think the book is open on Chandler. If you can survive early, same with Conor McGregor, and get into the second round, you can win. And Oliveira miraculously survived and then came out with his own special KO. And I thought that main event was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch any of this fight.
I really enjoyed that. The Ferguson one, it was sad. He's just not the same fighter. He's definitely washed up.
Yeah. I was hearing Dariush being interviewed afterwards on the UFC podcast, and they were talking about how he trains, like, even before the fight. Like, he wears himself out, and, like, it's all cool, but eventually it's going to catch up, and it's starting to look like it's catching. It caught up to him, and now it's past him. Like,
yeah, yeah. The only thing I was on Dariush, I agree with him, is he's beaten some really big names lately. Like, it's time to get Dariush someone real. Like, let's see him against a Gaethje or Chandler who lost, or, you know, or the loser of Poirier McGregor. Let's give Dariush a chance. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about the Schnell-Bontorin fight. Bontorin won by KO, I believe. Oh, no, by decision. Excuse me. There was some action. People liked it. I watched it. I wasn't too thrilled. I thought Matt Schnell looked like the more athletic fighter, but was super hesitant to let his hands go. Caitlin Chukagin, well, how do you say it?
Chukagin.
Chukagin versus Vivian Araujo or whatever. Chukagin lost the first round and was on her way to losing, but the other girl got tired. She shot her load, got tired. So Chukagin was able to take the next two rounds simply off that. She really didn't deserve that win, so I'm not too excited to see her move on. They're going to give her a big plate, is what I'm saying, and she's going to lose. And then Burgos Barboza, I missed that fight, but I heard there was a wild. That's the one where there was a wild KO. I don't know what happened. I just know it was wild.
Sorry, I'm trying to see if I can tune into the end of the Sixers game. And my stupid stream app is telling me I'm not connected to my home Wi-Fi. Which is funny because I thought I was. Oh, maybe because I have my VPN on.
Oh, yeah. The Sixers are down 6 with only 38 seconds.
Yeah. I got notified. It's close in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that's because they're only down 3, actually, with 23 seconds.
All right. 22.7 seconds left in the fourth. Anything else? We got the next fight coming up next Saturday. Adesanya versus Vittori.
Yeah, wasn't there a change in this card?
Maybe. I haven't looked recently, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that yet. We do have a big fight coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul.
Oh, that's tonight.
Get your popcorn ready. I'll be working, so I won't know. But pretty sure it's going to be a KO1 for Floyd Mayweather, setting up a massive pay-per-view with him and Jake Paul. Damn. I do think it's interesting that everyone thinks Ben Askren was paid to take a dive against Jake Paul. And then they went and they got a fighter from that same team that they supposedly paid to take a dive. So the conspiracy theorists are saying that it's all a setup. Everything's a setup. Tyron Woodley's going to lose, make Jake Paul look even better. We're going to sell Floyd Mayweather to the masses and make 2.5 million pay-per-view buys. Possible.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out why they called intentional foul or tech, whatever you want to call it, flagrant foul on Embiid.
Embiid.
Interesting.
So it gave John Collins 2 free throws, plus they got the ball and he made the shot. So it pretty much sealed it.
Yeah, and then they just...
Yep. Yep.
And won. Yep. So
Atlanta steals game 1 in Philly.
Maybe that's why Stefan didn't join us today. He was sucking
Trey. Excited about his Hawks.
Trey Young down in Philadelphia. He wasn't in Auburn. He was in Philly. All right. Any big movies coming out? Oh, yeah. We got Fast 9 coming out. I forgot about that.
That is coming, yep. I'm not into the Fast and Furious franchise.
Loki's coming out next week. Excited for that on Wednesday. For some reason, they're releasing it on Wednesday.
Kevin Hart's Fatherhood movies coming out on Father's Day.
What's that? HBO?
That's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. That reminds me, I got to figure out what movie we're watching tonight. What else? We got Black Widow finally coming out. Beginning of July. Yep.
I know they just released Cruella.
Mm-hmm.
One big thing that was kind of cool for as far as movies and...
How's my AMC stock doing?
A sign that the pandemic is, you know, slowly clearing. Quiet Place 2 did huge numbers in the theaters.
Didn't the box office do over $100 million or something like
that? So. Yeah, so that was a big hit. And good for Krasinski and Emily Blunt. They're big time stars. And I fully expect Spiral, the next of the Saw series, to do big numbers.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah. Spiral?
No, the other one.
Quiet Place 2? Yeah. No, I've seen the first one, but not Quiet Place 2 yet.
I was just curious.
Yeah. I wanted to go to the theater soon while my kids are gone. So maybe we'll give that a look. Or Samantha mentioned maybe Spiral. We'll see.
Kids are gone. Where are your kids going?
Visiting New York for a month.
Ooh, nice. We have a comment, but I don't know what the comment says. Let's see if I can pull it up. Is it anything exciting? Oh, Stefan said diehard Hawks fan now since the Celtics are doing interesting things. What else we got? Oh, Big Brother. Just over a month away. They have the people almost set, I heard. The casting director submitted the cast list, I guess you could say. So, we'll see. Doesn't sound like an all-star season.
I will say another breaking news thing is Roger Federer pulled out of the French Open today.
And Serena Williams lost today.
Serena Williams lost. Yes.
Even without, like, a lot of the top people.
A lot of the... There's a lot of American women still alive, though, which makes it pretty fun.
Jason Kidd says he won't vie to become Blazers coach.
That's fine. He hasn't proven to be a good coach anyway.
Evan Longoria is out for the Giants. 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, how is the Rays doing? Down 1-0. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got.
This is going to be our shortest podcast ever. We're under an hour still. Well, you know, it's off season. We didn't have a bracket boys for you, so I guess.
No, we expected three of us, so maybe next time with all three of us here, it'll probably go a little longer.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a bracket at that point. Who knows?
Maybe we should do a 25, the top quarterback that's 25 or younger. Or is that a waste of time because Mahomes is going to win it?
Yeah, it's Mahomes. It's like the chicken wings.
Yeah.
Although Jalapeno Poppers did end up winning. What can we do? Just thinking before we go.
We'll have to think off air.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do a podcast when only one of us really cares about the NBA. I mean, I can add some tidbits, but I mean, it was an interesting move by the Celtics, though, I will say that, to get rid of their GM. I never like it when the head coach becomes the GM, because then it's just like doomed from the start. Look at Bill.
We might have to do a college basketball coaches list.
Coaches
of list. Active ones. Active.
Coaches. It's going to be Mark Few versus Jim Boeheim.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm
Bill Self might have, or John Calipari might have.
I'm not a big Calipari fan. He cheats. He's a known cheater. So.
Yes, he is.
He's caught. He's been caught. Bill Self, I don't know. I feel like he kind of lucked his way into that. Apparently had help from Adidas. All right, anyway, we're getting into conspiracy theories now, so it's a good place to end. We'll be back in at least a week, probably two. I'm not going to do it next week because next week's my birthday, so...